Is CBS News on the Lanes on 20 is the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind this winter. Enjoy the thrill of pins crashing with daily open bowling specials and leagues great for all ages.
Yes!
Planning a birthday party? The Lanes on 20 provides the perfect setup. After striking up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for great burgers and fantastic food and drink specials as you watch a ball game or a bowl game. And don't forget the Friday fish fry, your satisfying end-of-week tradition. The fun never stops at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Today in Philadelphia, the playoffs start for the Packers.
Hand off Jacobs, blasting off the left side, fighting his way to the end zone. Touchdown!
Takes the snap, everybody out for pass, throws it over.
Intercepted!
Intercepted! Coming back is Etrian Cooper. Inside the 35 to the number 30. Down he goes. And there is your dagger.
The seventh-seeded Packers take on the second-seeded Eagles, champions of the NFC East Division, and a team that beat them in the season opener in Brazil.
I love how this group's grown together and competed. We won a lot of football games. You know, we have an opportunity in front of us to go against a very good football team, and the expectation is to go out there and leave it all on the field and play our best football. So we know it's going to be a great challenge, but one that our guys are absolutely excited about.
I mean, everybody knows in this locker room that we're that team. I don't think there's no secret about that. So I really think it's just blocking out all the outside noise, knowing who we have in this locker room. And like I said before, it's playoffs. You know, it's 0-0. So who cares about the record?
It's the Packers at Philadelphia in the wild card round of the playoffs. This is Packers Preview.
My name is Vince Lombardi.
Lombardi.
The sun always shone on Packer Sundays. They called it Lombardi weather.
I want to welcome you to the Green Bay Packers.
Your 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers are on the air.
Star begins the count. Takes the ball. Takes a handoff. Back to throw.
This is Packers Preview.
Into the end zone for a touchdown.
On the Packers Radio Network.
This field goal. To the 40, the 30, the 25, 20, the 10, 5, touchdown.
The Green Bay Packers are world champions of football.
Now, here's your host, Dennis Krause.
Good afternoon and welcome to the playoffs on Packers Preview. The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save. It's the Packers at Philadelphia to play the Eagles, a team that beat them 34-29 in the regular season opener in Brazil. An early look is presented by Security Health Plan. They have a plan for you, affordable health coverage and local award-winning service you'll swoon for. Treat yourself better at securityhealth.org/better. We go to the U.S. Cellular Broadcast booth in Philadelphia. Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron with John Kuhn on the sideline. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, Dennis. We've come full circle from South America to South Philly in this season of almost 5 months. And it's the Packers and the Eagles as they started the season, starting the playoffs against one another in the wild card round, Rock. And we've been here. It's been a while since we've been here for postseason play. But there was a memorable game here a while ago. I want to say 16 years ago or more.
Are you talking the 2010 game?
2010 game.
You know, the Packers that
14
year.
Years ago.
That year, Wayne, the Packers were the last seed, and they came here and beat the Eagles. Then they proceeded, and all this is on the road, obviously, they proceeded to beat two other teams, Atlanta and Chicago, that they had lost to during the regular season. And then they went on to win the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh. So when you think about the arduous journey and what the Packers have in front of them to get to the Super Bowl and possibly win it, it's been done, and it's been done in Green Bay. So those are encouraging thoughts. And when you talk about history here, that's the history I like to remember.
You know, many people argue that the Eagles have the best overall roster in the NFL. Where the Lions whole, that wouldn't be the case, but they are far from whole. Nonetheless, this is a team pretty well put together, don't you say? I mean, they were impressive, you know,
people absolutely.
On the field in Sao Paulo.
Oh, absolutely. One of the best offensive lines in football. Real deal quarterback. Real deal running back, 2,000 yards worth. Real deal, not just one receiver, but a couple receivers. Defensively, they've only gotten better since the Packers played them. Added Cooper DeJean to the mix at their nickelback about the bye week, and he's made a difference. No, this is a formidable team, but Wayne, the thing I come back to, it's a game played by people, and the Packers don't have to be better, and maybe the Eagles do possess better talent overall, but the Packers don't have to be better for 17 games. They only have to be better for 3.5 hours on a Sunday afternoon.
It's the intrigue of the NFL playoffs. It's one and done, and in a one-and-done scenario, sometimes the best teams don't emerge even to get to the Super Bowl, you know, when you think about it. But, John Kuhn, you were here 14 years ago in that playoff game secured by Tremont Williams as he intercepted Michael Vick. And I want to say the end zone to our right as we look at Lincoln Financial Field. But tell us a little bit about your experience.
Well, I think people get a little bit of revisionist history when they talk about that Packer team and what it was like to roar through the playoffs. It was not perfect. In fact, we were losing in some of those playoff games down there in Atlanta. And we had turnovers in every single playoff game on the way to the Super Bowl. So it wasn't always the prettiest picture. But like Rock said, when you play for 3.5 hours, it's about when that clock hits all zeros being victorious. And this team has it. They have the possibility of going out here today and doing that against an incredible roster of a Philadelphia Eagle football team.
John, do you look at the momentum factor or lack thereof in the Packers' case? Do you look at that as something to be concerned with, or is it truly new season, on we go?
Well, Rock, can I let you know after the game? Would that work for you? Because, quite frankly, you never know when momentum is going to turn. Like last year, for example, it took a victory against the Charger football team at Lambeau Field, which started a three-game winning streak for the Packers against the Chiefs and the Lions as well. So you don't ever know when you're going to play your best football. You just have to put the work in throughout the course of the week to ensure that you give yourself your best chance to play your best football when Sunday comes around.
Now, both of you guys are former players, but John, I'm going to start with you most recently. We've heard many times coaches come out and say, we had a great week of practice, and say it honestly, and in fact had a great week of practice. In your experience as a player, does a great week of practice lead necessarily to a great game on Sunday?
Well, in my best Wisconsin accent, I'll say yeah, no, because it doesn't really matter the way that you practice, but then you want to have your best practice. We would come out of weeks feeling like we were going to roll a team, and then we could possibly lose, and then we would come out of a week feeling like, yeah, we didn't get our best practices in this week, and then we would play great on Sundays. What matters is, are you putting the work in? Are you paying attention? And are you paying attention throughout the course of the week that when you get out between these lines here on a game day, that you make the right choices? Then a lot of times, bad practices lead to good play because you have a lot of things on your mind that you learn throughout the week, a lot of things that you did wrong, a lot of things that you've been corrected on. And when you get into the game, it's fresh on your memory and you can do well. Packers did not have that last week. As we know, at the end of the game situation, not very good. Have they learned from those situations?
Wayne, I would say on this score that over time, practicing well matters, and it will play a role in the outcome of games over time. But for an individual week, you can have a garbage week of practice, and human beings, being the unpredictable animals that they are, you just don't know. They go out and play lights out. They're feeling bad that they had a lousy week of practice. They go out and play well. But over time, it does matter. But it's hard to gauge. Like this week, we had a great Thursday workout. Well, wonderful, but let's see it on Sunday afternoon.
Let's see it on Sunday afternoon. Give me, John Kuhn, a few keys to this ball game and playing in this environment here. We hear so much about the Philadelphia environment. On the field, when you guys were playing here, how big a factor was the noise on the exterior of the field?
Well, it does play a big factor, and I don't know when the buses are going to come rolling in here with the players, but it's not uncommon to have eggs pelt your windows on your way into the stadium here as you pass some of these fans. These fans are crazed. The stadium is electric, and it is an incredible atmosphere to come to play and win in. And you have to make sure when you are in this environment with this electricity and it's that emotional that you keep your head grounded. I think that's going to be a very important key when you talk about this football game with this Eagle team. CJ Gardner-Johnson, we know he can trash talk like the best of them. The league sent out a memo this week about how they are going to officiate taunting in this year's playoffs, and Matt LaFleur shared that with the team. He also shared some videos and clips of the team watching other teams lose their cool against this Eagles team. So it's going to be very, very important that the Packers come out here and they straddle that line between playing physical and playing under control.
John, if you had to pick one Philadelphia Eagle that the Packers absolutely, positively have to keep from going off today, and the Eagles have a number of candidates who can go off in a given game situation, if you had to pick one you'd like to see the Packers control today, who would it be?
Well, Rock, I'm going to say the same name I said to you in London a few years ago, and I said in Brazil to you earlier this season. It's Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley is the guy for the Philadelphia Eagles that makes this whole offense work. In reality, their passing offense is pretty simple. It's slants and it's go routes, and Saquon Barkley is the guy that makes those slants and go routes so wide open because he is such an effective running back. I don't think you can stop him. But you gotta slow them down. You gotta keep them from breaking the big one, and you gotta make it tough yards, physical yards, and a physical football game. This Packers defense does that here today. That will give them a shot in the long run.
Wayne, I think something that's really important for the Green Bay Packers today, and it sounds kind of mundane and kind of football-y, but it's true, is They got to have good pad level on both sides of the line of scrimmage. This is still a game of leverage. Low man wins. The Eagles, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, are enormous up front. You got to keep your pads down. And if the Packers do that, running the football when they have it and stopping the run get a whole lot easier.
You know, it's interesting. There are numbers in this game. Like, there was a number out there earlier this week that Jalen Hurts has not thrown a pass over the middle that's traveled 18 yards in the air this year and completed it. And then there's another statistic, and that is interceptions. The Eagles have 13. That ranks middle of the league, 15th. Not one interception, guys, by a cornerback. They're all by safeties and linebackers. That's amazing.
That is truly amazing. So is the fact the Eagles have surrendered 45 sacks and they've got an excellent mobile quarterback. Figure that one out.
Yeah, exactly.
Fortunately, the stats aren't going to add up once they kick it off.
John, anything to add to those numbers?
Well, since we're talking statistics here, Green Bay Packers defense has not let up a play of 40 plus yards since the first game of the season against this Philadelphia Eagle team. So Jeff Hafley has come in and made this defense much more efficient against the big plays than what they have been in years past. In fact, best defense to do that all year in the NFL.
All right, John. Great stat, by the way. He took our stat and one-upped us, with that stat.
Beautiful.
That's an impressive stat.
I love stats. I really do.
We live for stats here. Sun is out in Philadelphia. It's going to be a late afternoon start, about 4:40 local time. The temperature, the weather's nice. I mean, the temperature's going to be around 30 or thereabouts.
It's out and out balmy. I got to tell you, the trip got off to a great start because last night when they had the Packer mass for the Packer traveling party, the priest, a local guy, comes in there in and out in 20 minutes. It was like a new intercollegiate record. Wayne, you're very well connected. Do you have the Pope's phone number?
No.
I want to call him and ask him to issue some kind of decree because I think it would actually improve attendance.
You like those 20? On the East Coast.
Now that's a stat you could win with.
No.
20-minute mass.
Okay. For our Catholic friends, that's what we're hoping for. Get a 20-minute mass on the road. Maybe it leads to
and it's a nice day, and there's a street outside Packer Avenue. All the signs are pointing in the Packers' direction.
I like it. Like it a lot. Dennis, let's send it back to you on those positive notes.
Guys, thank you. I've heard somewhere it's always sunny in Philadelphia. When we come back, we'll be joined by former Packers receiver James Jones and Mike Keller. Congratulations to Packer safety Xavier McKinney, named first-team All-Pro by Associated Press. That's a big deal. Packers have won their last three wild-card road games. Now, these are the seasons, not necessarily when the games were played. Philadelphia 2010, Washington 2015, Dallas, of course, last year. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Packers Preview is sponsored by Pick and Save, Network Health, Miller Lite. Great taste and only 96 calories. Tastes like Miller Time, West Bend, The Silver Lining, Quick Trip, Security Health Plan of Wisconsin, Software One, and American Family Insurance on the Packers Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Just like offenses and defenses join forces to win games, Rural Mutual Insurance and the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation break the huddle every day for Wisconsin farmers. Rural Mutual is there when the unexpected happens. Farm Bureau is there to give farmers a voice. Join a winning team by going to ruralmutual.com to meet your local agent today.
Sargento backs the pack and gives back to the community. Sargento donates $2,000 toward hunger relief for every Packers touchdown this season. Since 2002, the Sargento Touchdowns for Hunger program has raised more than $1.8 million, shared by Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee and Paul's Pantry in Green Bay. For more than 20 years, every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Green Bay Packers.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
Attention fans, IT and football strategy have more in common than you think. Like a winning game plan, your business needs a well-executed IT strategy. Software One is the leader in software and cloud solutions. Whether you're facing a blitz of data, looking to land an application at AWS, or need a Hail Mary pass to meet budget savings, Software One will be your lead blocker. Don't get sacked. Call 1-800-444-9890 or visit softwareone.com. Software One, your MVP for software and cloud solutions.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure that grows our state's economy. Roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including renewable energy projects, and building projects like historic Lambeau Field. A union with over 900 contractor partners, LIUNA Wisconsin members meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of Wisconsin's Laborers District Council. Learn more at LIUNAWisconsin.org. LIUNA Wisconsin.
It is presented by Pick and Save. This is Packers Preview, the playoffs, Packers at Philadelphia. Hey, Packers fans, save time and money ahead of game day with a boost by Pick and Save Fresh Perks membership. You'll enjoy free delivery, double fuel points, and more. Sign up today at pickandsave.com/boost. James Jones will join us in a few minutes. Mike Heller is here. And Mike, when you look at the injury report, a lot of speculation all week long about the quarterbacks. But in my mind, it was always the coaches just playing mind games with each other. These guys were going to play.
Yeah, I certainly thought so even from the very beginning. It does not mean that Jordan Love is 100%.
Correct.
His elbow, I guess, is still going to cause some question. We'll see how that plays. And Jalen Hurts was never really a question, although the independent neurologist that does the concussion protocol, you weren't going to know for sure until you knew for sure. But I think more significant, obviously, Christian Watson, which we knew last week. But the other significant situations are Quay Walker and Evan Williams. And it looks like they're both, even though listed as questionable, because they didn't make other roster moves yesterday, it would look like they would both be good to go at game time today.
Sean Clifford was signed by the Packers to the active roster as added insurance today. That doesn't mean that Love can't play. It just means they want a third quarterback. Mike, there's one game going on right now that has gone to halftime.
Yeah, it is right now in Buffalo. A little surprising. The Bills 10-7 at the break. Denver had a two-minute drive to end the first half and had a 50-yard field goal attempt that hit the right upright, did not go in. Bo Nix, 8 of 12, 112 yards and a touchdown. Josh Allen, I think more interestingly, 9 of 12 for 69 yards and no scores. It's a 10-7 Buffalo lead at halftime. That comes off of a Houston 32-12 win over the LA Chargers yesterday. Justin Herbert threw four interceptions. Buffalo beat Pittsburgh, which raises question marks around Mike Tomlin's future in Pittsburgh. I think I said Buffalo. Baltimore, Lamar Jackson in that game, 16 of 21, 175 yards. A couple of TDs, and Derrick Henry, 26 for 186 with two touchdowns there. Tonight, Washington is at Tampa Bay at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night in Glendale, Arizona, the fifth-seeded Minnesota Vikings at the fourth-seed Los Angeles Rams.
Keep in mind, last year, the only wild card team to win a game was the Green Bay Packers. With a recap of the last Packers game, here's Bill Schmidt.
The Packers look to extend their record-winning streak against their oldest rival to close out the regular season last week at Lambeau Field, while head coach Matt LaFleur tried to remain unbeaten against the Bears. But Chicago had other plans as they interrupted an early battle of punts with some trickeration.
Blackwell waits inside the 10-yard line of Chicago, snap to Wheeler. Booth Fuller lifts this kick high in the air, and it is going to hit and making the play on it on the far side and coming up the sidelines across the 40, 45, 50. He's going to go all the way. It is Blackwell down the sidelines to the end zone for the touchdown.
No flags.
Kick carried to the far side and making the play on it. And the return, Josh Blackwell, and the Bears have a 6-0 lead.
The Packers would answer the 94-yard punt return touchdown with a Brandon McManus 37-yard field goal before fumbling it back to the Bears late in the first quarter. Three plays later, DeAndre Swift made it 14-3 visitors before Green Bay finally found pay dirt with their season-long workhorse.
In the shotgun, receivers right and left. Here is the handoff. Jacobs up the middle, blasting in the five to the end zone. He's in. Touchdown, Green Bay. And a Lambeau leap to the north end zone stands. 9-yard touchdown run, Josh Jacobs.
McManus trimmed the margin again before halftime to 14-13 when the Packers stalled in the red zone following the two-minute warning. Chicago got the ball to start the second half and looked to add to their one-point lead before All-Pro X arrived.
Here's the toss to DJ Moore, gives to Allen. Allen looking to throw, waits for a receiver, throws it down the right side. Intercepted! Intercepted by the Packers. Far left sideline. And it's Xavier McKinney. His eighth of the season. The ball came loose. The Packers, I believe, have recovered. McKinney across the 40, and he stays with it, and down he goes. Cooper got it back.
Green Bay couldn't capitalize on McKinney's eighth pick of the year, however, fumbling away possession in Bears territory. The next Green Bay turnover came on downs the next possession when Jaden Reed was stopped on an end-around run on 4th-and-3 at Chicago's 37 just to start the fourth quarter. Then DJ Moore punctuated an 8-play Chicago drive with a 32-yard catch-and-run touchdown, making it 21-13 Bears with just 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Green Bay finally got back in the end zone when Malik Willis found Malik Heath for 41 yards. Next play, Emmanuel Wilson found the end zone.
Under 5 minutes to go in the game. Hand off up the middle. Wilson bouncing to the right to the outside.
He's got it.
End zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Packers. Wilson on a 21-yard touchdown run.
Green Bay failed on their two-point conversion but got the ball right back when Carrington Valentine stripped Moore and Javon Bullard recovered in Chicago territory, giving Brandon McManus another chance at a potential game winner.
Come on.
Signals being called. Snap to Whelan. Gets it down. Line drive kick to the uprights. Is it enough?
It is! Yes!
Brandon McManus! Is that the dagger? A 55-yard field goal through the frigid Wisconsin air to give the Packers the lead, 22-21.
It wouldn't be enough as Caleb Williams hit DJ Moore for 19 yards with 2 seconds to go, setting up Kairo Santos' 51-yard game-winning field goal to shock the Packers 24-22, ending Chicago's 10-game losing streak in 2024 and ending their 11-game drought against Green Bay. Dennis, back to you.
Thank you, Bill, very much. This will be just the second time that the Packers have faced a team in the playoffs that won at least 14 games in the regular season. The 2001 St. Louis Rams went 14-2. We won't talk about how that game turned out. And the Packers are the second youngest team to make the playoffs over the last 45 seasons. The only one younger? Last year's Packers team. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
The Lanes on 20 is the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind this winter. Enjoy the thrill of pins crashing with daily open rolling specials and leagues great for all ages.
Yes!
Planning a birthday party? The Lanes on 20 provides the perfect setup. After striking up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for great burgers and fantastic food and drink specials as you watch a ball game or a bowl game. And don't forget the Friday fish fry, your satisfying end of week tradition. The fun never stops at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and receive for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick a Save. This is Packers Preview, the playoffs Packers at Philadelphia. We bring in former Packers receiver James Jones, who played on that 2010 Packers team. My question to you, James, is this. You guys started that Super Bowl run winning as big underdogs in Philadelphia. Can this year's Packers team do what you guys did?
Absolutely. And it's all about starting fast. That's what we got to do today. In all the games against the good football teams that we lost football games to, we started slow. In the playoffs, you cannot start slow. If you start slow against these good teams in the playoffs, you are going to find yourself losing the football game. So if we come out here and we start fast, heavy dose of Josh Jacobs, I believe, early defensively. We just got to make sure we tackle. And every time Jalen Hurts touches the ball, even if it's a read option, hit him and hit him again and again and again and let him know do we want to be in this game. But we have to start fast.
And the Eagles have not started fast this season. 10 out of their 17 games, they did not score at all in the first quarter. So if you can take that crowd out of it, as James says, it's a big deal. Now, we know, James, Christian Watson is out with the ACL injury. How do the Packers make up for that?
It's really going to be all the wideouts, man. It is no, like, recipe for having that speed on the football field, so it's going to have to be all the wideouts. But what I do think we're going to see today, I think we're going to see a heavy dose of two tight end sets. I think you're going to see some two wide receivers on the field. I think you're going to see a heavy dose of the run game. But I think the main thing is still how you open up that pass game is you have to get Josh Jacobs going, because it is nobody that has the speed of Christian Watson taking the top off. We have guys that can run, but not like him. But to suck those guys in, we have to be able to run the football.
Today's I Am the Opponent is presented by Shopko Optical, the official eye care partner of the Green Bay Packers. Mike, we know that Jalen Hurts is back after missing a couple of games. He was out with a concussion. And I really am curious to see if that affects his running ability today.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how they use him, not just if it affects him, but if they will use him. Will there be called run plays from the quarterback? Do they use the tush push? Will they allow him? Will he be conservative if he flushes from the pocket and runs? Will he slide down early? Will he be more reluctant to do that? All of those questions. And then the other one, Dennis, to me, there's no getting by the idea that he has not played a full game in 28 days. And I don't care what anybody says, there is a timing, a rust, an issue that goes with it. He's not a rookie, but we saw Aaron Rodgers do this when they had the bye and he didn't play the last game of the regular season, their opening game of that playoff run in 2011 against the Giants. He wasn't good at all. So I wonder how sharp Jalen Hurts will be and how much they rely on the ground game to let him get in the flow of the game.
James, when you look at this Eagles team, and obviously they have Saquon Barkley, who rushed for over 2,000 yards. They have three Pro Bowl offensive linemen, despite the retirement of Jason Kelce. They have two very good receivers. Their defense under Vic Fangio was ranked number one in the NFL as far as yards per game. What concerns you the most?
What concerns me the most is 26. 26 in the backfield. If we do not stop him, you do not have a chance of stopping this offense because everything goes through him. The play action pass comes off of it. Jalen Hurts is able to see a lot of zone coverage, you know, because you're not able to really play man-to-man because you can't have these dudes backstand. And Saquon Barkley is running the ball downhill at you. So it starts with him. It starts with 26. If we can stop him and put the ball into Jalen Hurts' hands, I really, really, really like our chances in this football game. But we got to stop 26. 26 is the head of this snake that is really, really dangerous if they can all get to cooking.
Mike, you work out of Madison. You know the Badgers program so very well. Zach Bond is a guy who the Saints used pretty much exclusively on special teams. Signed a one-year deal with the Eagles. And he was first-team All-Pro, the Brown Deer native out of UW. He is really a big part of their defense.
He was a game wrecker against Green Bay in Sao Paulo, Brazil, in the opening week, and it led to an All-Pro season for Zach Bond. And it's amazing that New Orleans didn't recognize what he could be on a day-to-day and a play-to-play position guy. And in Philadelphia with Vic Fangio, how good is he? 26th year as a defensive coordinator, and he is fantastic, and Zach Bond's been a big part of what they've done.
I want to follow up on that. James, I should have asked you this off air, but did you often go against a Vic Fangio defense, and what makes it difficult?
Well, first off, Vic Fangio's defense, number one, they're going to be well coached. Number two, they're going to be physical. That's number two. Not a lot of exotic stuff, though. Vic Fangio does not have a lot of exotic schemes and all that. It really just is, we do what we do, and we are going to do it better than you. And he allows his players to play extremely fast. Every Vic Fangio's defense that I played against, it wasn't a lot of trickery, but it was, we are going to play extremely fast and be extremely physical, and we ain't going to think too much. We're going to hit you.
Big key today, I think, and we're going to know this early, Mike, is can Josh Jacobs and the Packers run against Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis in that Eagles defense?
Yeah, and I also think, you know, there are so many psychological concepts at play in a game plan to open. You know, Green Bay's got to run the football, but Philadelphia knows that. Does that open up the passing game early if Philadelphia stacks the box? If you have a little success there, you know, what do you do if you win the coin toss? Because I would have thought if the Packers win the coin toss, you defer and put Philadelphia on offense first and see if you can't steal some momentum by getting a stop with them, and then the Packers find a way to score. I do think this, Dennis, you had asked before we came on the air what I thought, and I said, we're going to know by halftime. We might know by the early part of the second quarter which Green Bay team is there and how Philadelphia is going. This is not a time to fall down by 10 or 13 points and try and come from behind.
Agree with you. For every Packer sack, Delta Dental of Wisconsin will donate water bottles to a school helping Wisconsin kids drink more water and sack plaque. The Eagles' offense has struggled in the red zone, touchdowns only about 58% of the time, and just the fourth time today that Hurts, Brown, Smith, Barkley, and tight end Dallas Goedert will play together. Goedert was activated off IR last week from a knee injury. He could be a key figure today as well. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us, and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Time, Packers at Philadelphia. This is Packers Preview. One-on-one is presented by Software One, your go-to partner for software and cloud solutions, helping companies to migrate and modernize their applications and navigate and optimize software and cloud changes. Transform with Software One today. We know the Packers are without Christian Watson, one of their talented receivers, because of an ACL injury. The other day in the Packers locker room for Spectrum News One, I talked with Packers receiver Dontavian Wicks.
First of all, with Christian being out, I know he's one of your guys. That has to be difficult.
Yeah, man. I mean, injury always a bad thing. But, you know, the way it happened, it was different. But, you know, it's just, I think it's something that comes with the game. You know, we just got to step up for him. Go and get this Super Bowl for him. So that, you know, next year when he come back, you know, he has something to, you know, put out for this season. You know, because I feel like he gave it his all. Something happened that, you know, that nobody expects to happen to him. So, you know, it's always a bad thing, man. We just got to step up for him.
When you look at tape of the Eagles' defense and specifically their secondary, what do you guys need to do to pull off the upset?
I think just like every other game, we just got to win. You know, win on the outside, you know, win our blocking game, and win on our routes, you know, and make plays.
You know, we got a lot of playmakers on the team. We just got to, you know, step up and make them plays that, you know, that's given to us, that's thrown our way. You know, I think that'll lead us off and help us get the win.
And you've seen this team win some big games on the road before. It can be done.
Yeah, man. I think it's always hard going into another environment, you know, and especially playoffs environment. I remember last year, Dallas and San Fran, you know, it's way tougher than regular season. You know, but we just got to tune into those details, you know, we go through every week. You know, and I feel like we ready. You know, it's just about us. You know, we come out, execute, be consistent in the game, compliment each other. And I think we can come out with the dub.
Thank you. Good luck.
Appreciate you.
That's Packers receiver Dontavian Wicks. Now, if it comes down to a kick, we know about Brandon McManus. Eagles kicker Jake Elliott has never missed in the postseason, but he's had a rough year. 28 of 36 on field goal attempts, including 1 for 7 beyond 50 yards. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
The Lanes on 20 is the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind this winter. Enjoy the thrill of pins crashing with daily open bowling specials and leagues great for all ages.
Yes!
Planning a birthday party? The Lanes on 20 provides the perfect setup. After striking up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for great burgers and fantastic food and drink specials as you watch a ball game or a bowl game. And don't forget the Friday fish fry, your satisfying end-of-week tradition. The fun never stops at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and receive for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. And, of course, the Don Rosen Morning Show, weekday mornings from 6 until 9 a.m. Don's in touch with everything Racine, from the Civic Theater to the Civic Band to the museum, the library, and all kinds of history. Make plans to join Don Rosen weekday mornings as he talks to your friends and neighbors. It's 6 to 9 a.m. on Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
The countdown to kickoff is presented by Pick and Save Playoff Time. Packers preview, Packers at Philadelphia. And in that season opener in Brazil, the Packers picked off Jalen Hurts twice. He also fumbled away a snap. NFL Insider is presented by the Wisconsin Dental Association. The new Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55%. with a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. James, I want to go back to that season opener. Eagles won a close game. Packers had 414 yards of offense, but they had three turnovers, 10 penalties. There were 3 of 11 on third downs. Because that game was way back on September 6th, do you study that tape closely or just act like it didn't happen? That was so long ago. How do you balance that?
Yeah. You study that tape really, really close, because that tape is really going to give you confidence in knowing that you can beat these dudes. The Green Bay Packers should have won that game. And in my humble opinion, the Green Bay Packers was the better football team on the field that day. And the only thing that stopped us from winning that game was the turnovers. So if we can take care of the football today, I really like our chances. But you go back and you watch games like that, because the players were the same, you know, the quarterbacks were the same, and we really went down to the wire and really played really well, and they could not stop us on offense. And if we would have started fast in that game, it probably would have been a different story, because if you remember that game, we had two turnovers early and settled for two field goals on a short field. We got to turn those into touchdowns. So today, we need to be in an aggressive mindset, even if that means a fake punt, even if that means going for it on fourth down. We got to be in an aggressive mindset to be able to move the ball and score some touchdowns, not field goals.
In the meeting in Brazil, Saquon Barkley rushed for 109 yards and scored two touchdowns. The Eagles have not won a playoff game since beating the 49ers in the NFC Championship game after the 2022 season. Packers fans, play Packers Predict, powered by Senix, to win weekly cash prizes all season long. Play for free at Packers.com/predict or on the Packers app. Mike, you look at the Packers pass rush. Let's just be honest. It has not been an area of strength. Other than Rashawn Gary's 7.5 sacks, and some people think, you know, for what his contract is, maybe he should make more. Now, with Jalen Hurts being compromised, that looms large today for that pass rush.
Yeah, and in the opening game, they employed what's the must rush. So you're going after him, but you're also going to work on spying him to contain him. I wonder if they might go a little bit more aggressive in the pass rush today and see what Jalen Hurts does when he's flushed. Because you kind of have to get after him. And if he's not willing to run the ball, or if he maybe feels limited in that regard, I think that changes the direction that this game takes. So maybe Green Bay doesn't mush it, but they fully go after him and see if they can't move him off the spot and get something done.
James, it's a fine line, though, isn't it? Because if you blitz him and don't get home, they've got dangerous receivers.
They are, but I don't even really care about the receivers today. The worst person on the football field today for their offense, with all due respect, is their quarterback. Their quarterback is worse at his job than A.J. Brown is at his job. Their quarterback is worse at his job than Devontae Smith is at his job. Their quarterback is worse at his job than the offensive line is at theirs. Their quarterback is worse at his job than Saquon Barkley is at his. So you put the ball in his hands. And not only that, he's coming off a concussion. I will bring pressure early and often to let him know, even if you do get the ball off, we're going to hit you, man. You know what I mean? And you're going to have to think about that. You have not played in 21, 22 days. You're going to be rusty. We need to hit you. And if we do not bring pressure, that front four has to get there, man. They got to hit it.
Buffalo now leads Denver 13-7, 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something?
We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Packers preview playoff edition. Packers at Philadelphia after further review is brought to you by Network Health. Proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Don't fumble with your health insurance. Score a touchdown with Network Health. Along with James Jones and Mike Heller, I'm Dennis Krause. Wes Hotkowitz of Packers.com joins us from Philadelphia in the U.S. Cellular broadcast booth. And Mike, I'll start with you. Devontae Adams said he's open to a return to Green Bay. Should the Packers pursue him?
Well, they should pursue the conversation. Yeah, without question, you should pursue the conversation. I don't buy it. I'm not a believer that Devontae comes back to Green Bay. But yes, pursue the conversation.
He is 32 years old, very expensive contract. Wes, what do you think?
Well, I don't think the contract's going to have anything to do with it, right? Because the Jets are basically going to have to cut him. I mean, the amount of base salary he's making next year is astronomical. Now, that being said, Packers receivers tend to come back. James did it. You know, you look at Randall.
There we go.
There's a long list there of guys who came back. But, it really comes down to, I don't know what kind of contract, you know, Devontae wants at this part of his career. And obviously Green Bay, even with Christian Watson's injury, still is very deep, has a lot of options at the receiver position. I love Tay. He won the stand-up guy award here in Green Bay three times. No one else has done that. The media loved him. He did everything right here. He's one of the best receivers in franchise history. But there's so many things that fall in line that have to make sense. And I just not sure if that would be something that really would on the Packers side.
James?
What's going on, Wes, man? He didn't even properly introduce you today, man. I guess it's, what's going on? Quick question. Is Devontae still, is he under contract with the Jets?
2 years, right, Dennis? I think so.
I believe he's under contract, but as Wes said, they probably would release him to get out from underneath that.
Okay, so which means we'll be able to pay him really whatever we want. I think if Devontae Adams does get released, I think he has to strongly, strongly consider Green Bay. Number one, you know the playbook in and out. Number two, you're going to get with a young superstar quarterback, which you want to get with because he's going to be able to make you better. And number three, you're going to have an opportunity to win a championship, something that you have not had an opportunity to do. So I would absolutely love the fact, but it has to be at the right price, fellas, because we don't want to lose a lot of the young players.
Mike, are you concerned about the Packers offense?
Wes, go ahead, jump in. I know you...
$35 million base next year for Devontae. Because when they did that contract with him, they were trying to make him the highest paid receiver in the league with the Raiders. That led to two very heavy base salary final two seasons. So that was why I was saying what it meant.
Gotcha. Dennis, am I concerned about the Packers offense? Yes, because they haven't been in stride now for two straight games. And I know that that's a short window in the NFL because the five previous games, they had been over 30 points. I'll tell you this. They're going to have to be in stride today because I do think you're going to sort of have to outscore Philadelphia. I get it on the scoreboard, but I'm talking about getting to the high 20s, maybe touching 30 points. If you're going to win this game, I think that's what you have to do.
I think one of the things, Wes, that people are wondering is if the Eagles, for some reason, are able to neutralize Josh Jacobs, can Jordan Love go out and win you this game?
You would hope so, and also the question is, if they try to neutralize him, what does that mean? Does that mean they're dropping a safety into the box? I mean, you have more opportunities downfield against the top-ranked passing defense in the National Football League. That's when it really does become Jordan Love's time and these receivers' time, and, you know, Tucker Kraft. You have to, if that's the change of pace, if that's going to be what Philadelphia tries to do to mitigate the threat of Josh Jacobs, the Packers have to be able to execute that. That's been one of the things at various intervals of the season they haven't been fully able to maximize. You absolutely have to do it. To what Mike was just saying, too, I agree. I think this is going to be a game where it's the first 1-30 wins. Can the Packers be that team? They weren't in Detroit last month. Could they be it today?
James, you have about 45 seconds.
That's all I need. Really quick, Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur, we got to start fast. That's what I'm concerned about and who I'm worried about. I don't know if you guys watched the Broncos game, but they went down the field and they scored a touchdown on the first drive because that's the first 15. That's the place the coach and the quarterback likes. We got to come out here and start fast. So if we don't, I'm blaming them all game long.
All right, fair enough. Buffalo just got a touchdown pass from Josh Allen to Ty Johnson. So they have pushed their lead, pending the extra point, to 19-7 over Denver. They
might go for two. See if it stands the touchdown. They're going to review this.
Yeah, he was in the back of the end zone. We've got more questions for these guys coming up. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and receive for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.